Welcome to the online service, Old Testament Reading. The lectionary has had us in the Psalms now for quite a while, one of the Old Testament readings, and of course the Psalms are always special to all of us. In Psalm 84, there's a message there for the choir director, and it says a psalm of the descendants of Korah, to be accompanied by string instruments. New Living Translation, Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home there, and the swallows build her nests and raises her young at a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, how happy are those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. And there's a little thing that says interlude, which means pause. Happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it'll become a place of refreshing springs, where pools of blessings collect after the rain. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. O Lord God Almighty, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Israel. And again, a pause. O God, look with favor upon the King of our Protector. Have mercy on the one you have anointed. A single day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live in good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our light and protector. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold for those who do what is right. O Lord Almighty, happy are those who trust in you. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 84.